Graham Motion is the trainer of English B. That is one of three contenders that he'll send out in tonight's Grade 3 Virginia Derby. The last time this race was run in 2017, it was known as the Commonwealth Derby, and Graham Motion won it that day with Just Howard. He's with us now here on the Equine Forum. Busy day for him. We won't keep him long, but Graham, appreciate a few minutes here this morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good morning. A busy night for you. Let's get right to it with those three contenders, and we'll start with English B, the son of English Channel, who won this race in 2005. Tell us a little bit about English B coming up to the Virginia Derby.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been a hard-knocking horse. He's not a horse that showed a tremendous amount as a two-year-old, but he's just one of those cool horses that's been a little bit of a surprise and always shows up. Even when he's beaten, he's not beaten very far. Just a nice horse to be around.
He's run some excellent numbers, and he's got a lot of talent. He's a horse that I kind of got onto early on in his career. I really think he's destined for some big things down the road.
I think so. I mean, look, he's had a pretty solid year, and I feel like at some point here we're probably going to want to give him a break. Because like I said to Mike, he is very consistent. But look, I thought this was a great spot. I've always had it in the back of my mind. And, you know, we get to run on a great turf course down at Colonial.
Yeah, and he has the pedigree for it. I mentioned being by English Channel, who won this race. He's also out of a Kitten's Joy mare, and we know Kitten's Joy won the Virginia Derby as well. So he's got that in his corner too, Graham.
Yeah, I mean, you'd certainly think that he would handle the distance. I mean, I didn't think he got the mile and a quarter in the Belmont Derby, but then that was also a grade one, so it's a little bit hard to gauge against that caliber of horses.
You know, I mentioned the last time that this race was run a couple of years ago, you won it with Just Howard. Fergal Lynch was aboard that day. Today you team up with Fergal again with Solidify, the son of Tapazar. The second of the three that you have in the Virginia Derby today. Talk about Solidify for a minute.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a sneaky horse in here, this horse, because clearly last time he didn't run his race. He never got involved. It was extremely hot that day, and he just seemed unusually lethargic. So I'm really hoping I can put a line through that. We've given him plenty of time to get over it, and I'd be surprised if he doesn't get back in his game tonight. I mean, you go back to last year, and he beat Sir Winston, who won the Belmont. So, you know, clearly he's got some class.
Yeah, he's a horse that maybe didn't like Delaware. Sometimes those horses, they don't run well at Delaware, and then they come back, go to a different track, and they perk up. I don't know what it is about Delaware. Maybe it's the heat or something. You would probably know better than I.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I certainly have horses that run subpar races there, and it was extremely hot that day, and I've got to think that might have played into it. I think, you know, his first race in the Tail of the Cat was solid. I really like the mile and eight for this horse, and Robbie Walsh, who gets on him every day, you know, we've talked about it this week, and he just feels that he's doing great, and he's worked well up for this race. So,
Graham, I know that Jude is a big fan of English B tonight. The horse that you send out that I think can maybe pull off a little bit of an upset, if we want to look at it that way, is Shooting the Breeze. From a numbers perspective, I think he fits, and I think his running style fits this turf course. How about you?
Look, I really had a hard time deciding how to handle this tonight because I feel like these three horses are very evenly matched, but I couldn't talk myself out of running any of the three of them, if you like. So, look, I feel very good about all three of them. We gelded Shooting the Breeze since his last start. His last start was probably the first disappointing race, really, he's run since back in the Dania Beach. So I thought it made sense to geld him, and it's something that's always been on my mind. You know, it's a great family, this family. So, obviously, you know, I like his chances.
All right, how about the race prior to that, the Virginia Oaks? You'll send out Mercilla in that race. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, put a line through her last race. I mean, I kicked myself for running her on the dirt. I talked myself into it. You know, being by Arch, I thought maybe she might handle the dirt, but clearly she didn't. She struggled on it. And we've given her plenty of time. We had her entered in the Pucker Up at Arlington a couple of weeks ago. but she drew a bad post, and it's, you know, it's a good ship for us. It's 14, 15 hours out there, and I didn't want to send her out there and be up against it. So we circled this spot, and I feel very good about running her. Again, Robbie gets on this filly every morning. She's had some good work. It's hard to fault what she'd done on the grass before now, so I'd like to think she'll be very competitive.
Yeah, I thought she had a big shot in that Arlington race despite the bad post and everything, but when you scratched, I didn't have to worry about it.
You know, she's a little bit of a tricky filly. She's got a bit of a mind of her own. She wants to act up a little bit behind the gate. So, I mean, watch out for that tonight. But I really feel like she's coming into this well, and I think the mile and eighth is going to suit her.
Graham, I know that you've had so much success here in the Mid-Atlantic States and certainly in this particular race tonight. And we've talked in depth with us being at Colonial Downs for the first time here on HRN about what this day means to the state of Virginia, coming back and being able to run this race again. Put that in perspective for us. From your perspective, what does the Virginia Derby mean, not only to Virginia, but to the Mid-Atlantic region?
Look, I mean, I think I was talking to Arnaud Delacour about it yesterday. He said, how refreshing is it to go down to Virginia and run on a nice, fresh turf course at this time of year? I think it's remarkable what these guys have put together. I think it's very exciting for us as trainers on the East Coast to have this opportunity. These were races that I pointed for. You know, the Virginia Oaks, the All Along, I think I won that several times. I also had some tough beats in the Virginia Oaks in the past. I remember with Bay Eagle, that was one of my toughest beats. But look, it's a great race to point for. It's a tremendous opportunity to run for good money with three-year-olds on a great turf course. And credit to Jill and to Allison and all the crew down there who put this together.
Well, Graham, we're going to let you go. I know it's a busy day for you. Real quick before I do that, though, our poll question on our Twitter feed today, we kind of did a little bit of a prop bet that people are voting on. With those three horses in the Virginia Derby tonight, we said, okay, you can take Graham Motion or you can take the field. You're kind of like Tiger Woods against the field in this poll question, if you want to look at it that way. And I'll tell you what, my friend, you're winning so far. 70% of the vote saying they'll take Graham Motion tonight.
I was half afraid to look because I didn't want to see the smart comments that might come underneath it. But I'm glad to hear people have still got confidence in me anyway.
Well, Graham, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time this morning. All the best tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you down here at Colonial Downs.
Good job. Love what you guys do. Great job.